One of the first things that everyone does when they wake up in the morning is go into the bathroom and look in the mirror. We are assessing the damage to be repaired from that night's sleep. And are you not thankful that everyone does this and that everyone takes at least a little bit of time making adjustments to what we see reflecting back to us in the mirror? How would you like to be around people that look into the mirror and walk away making no adjustments at all? No teeth brushing, no washing of the face, no combing of the hair, nothing. Well, the sad reality is that you may be surrounded by those types of people more than you realize. In fact, you may just be one of those types of people. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1 verse 25 says, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." James is making clear that receiving the gospel is not a one-time event that has no lasting effect on a person's life. The person who treats the gospel that way is like a person who looks into a mirror, sees what's there, and then walks away forgetting what he has seen, but goes through life thinking that since he looked into the mirror once, then all is well. He's the person that looks in the mirror in the morning, sees what needs to be done, but walks back into the bedroom before doing anything, thinking that he's ready to walk into work. But there is another way to look into the mirror, a way that evidences saving faith. It's when we look into the mirror of the gospel, hearing its word to us, and then submitting to the commands and the calls that it has for us. That's the evidence that God has brought forth new life in us by his word of truth. So this is not a call to start doing more stuff in your life, but it is a call to see which person you are. Is the trajectory of your life full of hearing and no action? Then perhaps you need to have a serious conversation with the Lord. You may have a non-saving faith. But the good news is that it doesn't have to stay that way. That you can cry out to the Lord and plead with him to save you, to look to Christ and to turn away from your sin. Trust that what Christ has done through his death and resurrection satisfies God's wrath against your sin. He stands ready to save right now. As you pray today, please remember Angel Cologne and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. Also, remember the Cron Western Life Word broadcast in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.